Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Look who's back! Eddie Kingston! He's been in Japan! He's been competing the G1 Climax! He just got back to the United States! And he is ready to pick up right where he left off with Claudio Castagnoli!
Who wants Claudio? Still going after Claudio.
The fans going wild for Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston going wild on Claudio Castagnoli. This has just broken down. I didn't even realize Eddie Kingston was back in the country yet.
Me neither. I thought this is incredible. Look at the Blackpool Combat Club now leaving the way they came in. Oh, listen to the fans here in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena.
Hey! Turn this on!
It's on, bro.
It's on. Keep talking, Eddie.
Hey! Hey! Guess what? Wembley Stadium, boys! All in, boys! You have to us against you and whoever you can find in the stadium! Stampede match!
What?
Oh!
Oh! A stadium stampede!
And you made plenty of mistakes.
We haven't had a stadium stampede since the Daly's Place days. Hey,
I'll tell you, Wembley, that's a pretty big stadium for a stampede.
For Thursday, August 17th, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News, and London is calling for 12 AEW stars. Last night, as you heard there, the Blackpool Combat Club getting into it with Eddie Kingston making his AEW return, as well as the Lucha Brothers and the Best Friends and Orange Cassidy. This is quite the brawl that ends Orange Cassidy's successful title defense against Wheeler Yuta. The return of Eddie Kingston was what turned the tide for the Best Friends, the Lucha Brothers and Cassidy. And it was Eddie Kingston who made the challenge for a stadium stampede match at AEW All In at Wembley. Love a good stadium stampede match. Normally a good excuse for arena-wide creativity. And there's a lot of arena to fight around. Not even arena. There's a lot of stadium to fight around in Wembley, and I'm buzzing to see how they utilize that space. Now, we know that it's going to be Eddie Kingston teaming with the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix and Penta, along with Best Friends Chuck Taylor and Trent and Orange Cassidy, and they're going to be facing the Blackpool Combat Club, which is Jon Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, and three more people to be announced. I expect that announcement will be in the next few days, maybe even on Dynamite just before they all fly out to the UK. Place your bets now on who's going to rock up and be a part of Stadium Stampede. Not the only match that has been added to All In for next Sunday. Dr. Britt Baker has punched her ticket into the women's title four-way. That completes that match announcement. She will face Toni Storm, Saraya, homecoming for Saraya, and Hikaru Shida for the AEW Women's Championship next Sunday. We saw Chris Jericho get into a fight with Don Callis and Takeshita before Will Ospreay made a shock appearance and beat Jericho up with a chair and it's been confirmed that we're getting, for the first time, Will Ospreay versus Chris Jericho in Wembley. That'll be an interesting one. Jericho's one of these guys where if he's in the right frame of mind and in there with the right opponent, he can create magic. But sometimes, if it's an off night, it could go another way. I am cautiously intrigued to see what Chris Jericho and Will Ospreay do. Of course, for Ospreay, this is an incredible homecoming to be a part of one of the biggest wrestling shows ever. 80,000 people there in Will Ospreay's home country. I wonder who they'll cheer. A huge trios match has also been signed for All In. Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi and Hangman Page are going to team up. And they're facing Takeshita, Jay White and Juice Robinson. This all came about because Kenny got jumped by Callis, Takeshita and Bullet Club Gold during his sit-down interview with Jim Ross last night on Dynamite. And Hangman was shown outside the hospital saying that he and Ibushi would have Omega's back at All In. This is the promo that Hangman was told to leave the building for. So maybe some of this makes a little bit more sense now. Other matches for AEW All In out of Wembley next Sunday. The 0 Hour pre-show will see the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions Aussie Open, Mark Davis and Carl Fletcher, defending against MJF and Adam Cole, baby. The AEW Tag Titles on the line on the main show as FTR face the Young Bucks for the third time. Sting and Darby Allin are facing Swerve Strickland and AR Fox in a coffin match. And bookending the Wembley adventure, MJF will defend the AEW World Championship against Adam Cole, whether they win the ROH Tag Team titles or not. Lots of big announcements for AEW All In. They're coming in thick and fast now. We have Cultaholic down in London next week. You'll be able to catch up with the Cultaholic lads as they get ready for Wembley. Jack King and the rambunctious Jackie Orlando from the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review will be out and about and let loose around London. And you'll be getting news videos from them on location over that weekend. Fraser Porter and I will be back at base. And on Sunday, next Sunday, we will be doing live reactions to AEW All In from Cultaholic. So wherever you are around the world, we've got you sorted at Cultaholic.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are AEW about to retire a championship? Jack Perry said as much on Dynamite last night, saying that he has been the greatest FTW champion that ever lived, and therefore, the only thing better than being the best is being the last. So he will retire the title on Dynamite next week. He won the belt from Hook, the son of the originator of the FTW title in Taz. Since then, he's been involved in confrontations with numerous other ECW legends, such as Jerry Lynn and Rob Van Dam. And it looks like he wants to bring that legacy to an end. I imagine this may lead to a rematch with Hook, one would think. Get Hook at Wembley. Go on. Incidentally, speaking of Rob Van Dam, He tweeted about his AEW appearance in response to people saying that he disrespected WWE by doing it. Believe it or not, that was some of the weirder discourse online. RVD says some fans are saying I did WWE wrong by appearing at AEW. I wonder if they would all eat shit if I revealed that I had permission to do it, or would they just move on to puke out the next meaningless bullshit that comes out of their mouths? Yeah, I figured I'll keep it to myself for now. Also, from AEW side of things, Tony Khan made a very strange appearance on the show last night, in which he was backstage with MJF and Adam Cole, and seemingly showcased some different Tony Khan characters. At one point, he had sunglasses on and was getting quite aggressive with MJF, and then all of a sudden he became all smiles Tony Khan again. Are we going to see Tony Khan transitioning into a character role on AEW Dynamite? It could happen. On the WWE side of things, Sami Zayn was on Out of Character with Ryan Satin. He gave us an update on his elbow injury. He said, I've been battling a lot of little nagging injuries for some time. Nothing to the extent that it would put me on the shelf. My elbow is part of a nagging injury. Just got a little bit worse after this past week's heinous attack by JD McDonagh, which there will be revenge. Some little injuries, knock on wood. Thank God, I'm pretty healthy overall. You do start to think about stuff like this as you get older, and you've been doing it for 21 years. You're like, oh, there's definitely not another 21 on the backside of this. So you're definitely closer to the end than the beginning. So maintaining your health and addressing those nagging injuries, I think it'll become more important. But I still managed to give you a long-winded answer to a very easy question. My elbow is all right. It'll be okay. It's not great, but it'll be okay. Zayn's tag partner Kevin Owens, meanwhile, is recovering from a broken rib. He's also on the shelf for the time being. No plans to vacate the WWE tag team titles at this point, though. I can imagine they'll just keep other stories ticking along until they return. One person that won't be returning to WWE for the time being is Lacey Evans. So yesterday it was reported that she is now calling herself Macy Estrella and seemingly about to start taking bookings outside of WWE. This all caught us off guard when all of her social media handles changed to say formerly known as Lacey Evans, despite still being listed as an active SmackDown star. Now, WWE has confirmed Evans' departure now. She's been removed from the WWE.com roster page and now listed under alumni, which would suggest that indeed she is gone and she is off to explore horizons new. Bringing back some classic ECW names, we'll end on this. Earlier this month, WWE reportedly filed trademarks on Barely Legal, Hardcore Heaven, Massacre on 34th Street, and Cyber Slam. Now, this comes as NXT are once again starting to use classic WWE pay-per-view names with NXT No Mercy on the horizon. Maybe, just maybe, they may lean into a little bit of the ECW lore as well. Only time will tell. If you missed it yesterday, a brand new podcast on the feed for you called Before and After. It's where we interview somebody days before and days after a crucial moment in their wrestling career. I spoke to Izzy Moreno, who you'll know as the Bayley fangirl from about 8 years ago. And last weekend, she had her very first wrestling match. I spoke to her mere hours before and mere hours after it. And you can hear both parts right now in one podcast on this very feed. Plus, we caught up with Deonna Purrazzo, former Impact Wrestling Knockout champion, for a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. She talks about the three wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island and gives a lot of love to her best friend, one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Chelsea Green. One of your best friends, Chelsea Green, who, since she left your side in Impact, she's been churning through tag partners lately like they're going out of fashion by accident.
That's because she doesn't have her real life tag partner. I feel like Chelsea is the queen of like bad luck, right? When she debuted on SmackDown, broke her wrist, was wrestling on the indies with a broken arm. You know what I mean? She debuted in Impact with like, should I be wrestling on my arm? She just like makes it work and takes the bad and figures it out for herself. This turn in WWE, she's really got to like be herself and be the hot mess, the Karen, the Chelsea Green we know her for. That's what's made her thrive.
Hear that on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.